Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Thursday morning. Looking ahead to the Titans and the Colts tonight at Nissan Stadium. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and bring in our good friend Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Not too much. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are, and Jim, some Titans fans not doing so well this morning. A lot of nervous energy we sense, maybe even here in the studio from one of our producers, about this matchup with the Colts that typically has not gone the Titans' way in recent history. What do you make of this specific matchup for the Titans against the Colts tonight?
Well, I mean, I think certainly this is a time that Titans, you got to figure out a way to get over the hump and beat a Colts team when it really, really matters. I mean, I've covered this team for a long time, and it was a stretch during the early portion of the Titans years where the Titans, you know, kind of owned this little bit of a rivalry. They won a playoff game in Indianapolis, you know, in 2000 during that Super Bowl season, you know, beat them a couple of times in 2002. And then what's happened since has just been crazy. I mean, you look at the all-time series results, and there's a lot of L's. And you look from 2008 on, and the Titans are 5-19 against the Colts, and that's why Reggie Wayne and that's why Pat McAfee, you know, stand up on the draft stage in Nashville and kind of throwing shade on the Titans. And you know, if you're going to establish yourself in the AFC and establish yourself in the AFC South, you got to find a way to win this game, and you got to find a way to win this division for the first time since 2008. So everything has happened up until this point, you know, in previous years, doesn't matter, but unless you continue to lose. And while the Titans have, you know, split the last couple of games last year and split over the last 3 years, this is, in my mind, a really, you know, crossroads game. You know, Mike Vrabel talked about the game last week. It's a very been a crossroads game in the season. I think this is one of those crossroads games in this rivalry where the Titans have got to figure out a way to win and not worry about the history that I just talked so much about leading up to that answer.
So does this feel like a little bit of a role reversal, Jim? You know, the Titans have the better skill guys, or at least we think so. I mean, I think they have an edge at quarterback. The Colts have this really gritty, great defensive team. Does it feel a little bit like they've switched hats?
Maybe, but I mean, you got to win, though. I mean, that's the thing. As the Colts have always kind of been a nemesis for the Titans, and no matter what the personnel look like, and I do think the Titans, you know, what they've done here over the last 4 years, and getting to, you know, going 9-7, you know, 4 years in a row, and getting to the AFC Championship game last year. I mean, it feels like the Titans are kind of surging ahead. But and I've certainly got personnel that's built to win this year and moving forward. But the Colts got a great defense, and they've got a quarterback who's, you know, tough to fool, and it's going to be a tough out. And you know, Titans obviously I think have a good, really good chance to win this game, but you know, got to figure out a way to do it.
Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jim, the challenge tonight for Arthur Smith and company to move the ball against this very talented Colts defense. What do you anticipate the game plan looking like? What do you anticipate that challenge looking like for Arthur Smith and company?
Well, I mean, it's going to take both, you know, all facets of the offense to do it, because you know, the Colts are tough against, you know, they're tough, you know, as a defense. I mean, they're fast. They're ranked number one in the league, giving up 290 yards a game. You know, they're third in the league and run defense. I mean, they're going to be hard to move the ball against, just lining up and running it at them. So Tannehill is going to have to be able to stretch the field open some things up for Derrick Henry. And then I think the Titans will have success. And this is kind of strength versus strength in a lot of ways. But, you know, the Titans are not just a team that's led by Henry. You know, it's crazy to look at Ryan Tannehill's numbers since he took over as a starter last year. And I was on Sirius XM this morning, and they were asking me about Tannehill. And you know, you still get back to the whole Ryan Tannehill game manager, you know, type of questions. Like, he's a complimentary piece, and he's not a complimentary piece. I mean, there have been games with the Titans have won when Henry didn't play well. But I think for you to win consistently, you've got to, you know, you've got to be able to have a complete offense and do both well. And I think this is a game where the Titans are going to have to do that. I mean, yes, you need to run it. But Tannehill's going to have to make some plays downfield, and I think they'll try to find that mix tonight.
So the other side, we know Adoree Jackson is activated. He won't play tonight. You know, at some point, he should be back out there. But in the meantime, there is some momentum, albeit against a pretty bad Bears offense and statuesque quarterback in Nick Foles. But got some pass rush going. Breon Borders, Derek Roberson, these, you know, obviously Desmond King came out and gave them something. Now you get Clowney back. How do you see that side of the ball trying to build on that against this Colts offense?
Well, I was really encouraged by the, you know, secondary. And again, it's just one game. And again, it's not, you know, it's against the Bears team that has its limitations on offense. So this is a different challenge. But it does seem like they settled down a little bit. I mean, things were just horrific for so long on third down. You know, it's so bad that you hold the Bears to 2 of 15 on third down, and you're still last in the league. That kind of tells you how tough it's been. I would think, you know, as long as Jeffrey Simmons continues to be able to disrupt inside, that that's going to free some things up for the guys outside. You know, guys have got to get home. I mean, Clowney's been close. He's got to figure out a way to close the deal. And you know, same with Landry. I think Roberson gives you a boost. You know, and some of the guys in the secondary are going to have to start to make some plays. I do think once the team gets Adoree back, it's going to look more like what they had in mind when the season started. You know, some of what's happened and some of the struggles on third down are frankly just because guys have been playing that just really didn't – probably had no business being on the field as much as they had been. You know, one of those guys is not here any longer than Jonathan Joseph. But this secondary is supposed to have more speed with the Dory and Christian Fulton in there. Instead, both those guys have been sidelined, and you've had to put other guys in there. Now, with King in there, maybe gives you a little bit more stability. You can get a Dory back. In the future, it looks more like it was supposed to be. But for the time being, you've got to have some other guys step up.
Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jim, we've talked a lot so far in today's show about A.J. Brown and exactly where he fits in from a league-wide discussion at the wide receiver position. Where do you think A.J. Brown's improved the most from year one to year two?
I think, you know, he's always kind of had that ability to, you know, to kind of shake and throw guys off of him. I think he has just a better maybe field awareness and, you know, finding even more ways to be good after the catch. I mean, we saw him, I guess, a couple of games back where he makes the catch and goes for 73 yards for a touchdown. But then on Sunday, he makes a catch and it looks like he's going out of bounds. He kind of stops himself, reverses course, and is able to get more out of it. I just think he has a better awareness, you know, of what defenses are doing and ways he can kind of maximize every catch. I mean, and he's still not there yet, but when I watch him, I mean, I can't help but think about how good he's going to be. I mean, Derek Mason was a special player, you know, for this team, and then we're going to have a great, you know, career with the Ravens as well. I mean, the Titans haven't had a receiver that's capable of doing what Mason did since they drafted AJ, and they're completely different players. And I think if he just keeps on improving and stays healthy, I mean, I think he's going to end up being the best receiver this franchise has ever had. And I think part of it's because he does work so hard and figures out what his what's holding them back and how you can get better and try to figure out a way to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a really encouraging part, as he is, like, I've compared him to Kevin Byard a little bit. You know, those film junkies tend to be they tend to get the most out of themselves. So, but jumping on this debate with us, Jim, because we've been having it for a while, the words number one receiver, elite, top 10 in the NFL. When you hear those words and you hear A.J. Brown, where do you think he fits in right at this moment?
Well, I think he's, I don't want to put him in the elite category yet. And I don't want to, necessarily put him in the top 10 yet, because I think you got to do it, you got to prove you can do it consistently when every team is gunning to try to stop you. And, we all know last year in the playoffs he was quiet, and I think he is going to reach that. I mean, I think he's got potential to reach elite level and potential top five level, but I don't think he's there yet. And I think you kind of get that with just consistency and being able to do it week in and week out when you know everybody's trying to stop you.
Jim, before we let you go here, we've got a request on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You cannot let Jim Wyatt leave before you get the britches report. So with that being said, what is the britches report for tonight's game?
The britches report is Navy jersey, Navy socks, and the Navy blue britches. That is seen to take off. It's funny, people that see the britches report for the first time get a kick out of it. Like, who uses the word britches in these day and times? And I guess people seem to enjoy the use of the word britches. It kind of took off here several years back, and I kind of stuck with it. So that's the wardrobe check for this weekend.
Jim Wyatt.
For tonight, I should say. It's hard to believe we got another game coming up after playing Sunday.
Exactly. Yep. Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Jim, appreciate you taking time to join us. Enjoy the game tonight.
Okay, we'll see you guys later. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got to love the britches report.
Yep. And if it were the baby blue, then it would be Jammy Report.
Yeah, wouldn't have a lot of confidence. I'm glad they're going back to Navy. I'm a big fan of the Navy. I am.
The best britches would be the Navy britches with the baby blue jerseys. But
it's a ridiculous take. Really is. Ridiculous take. But that's okay. You've got to have a few ridiculous takes, and that's one of them.
Hey, I mean, do you hate that take or my banana pudding take more?
Oh, I hate the banana pudding take far worse than that.
All right.
The banana pudding take that you had and the disrespect that you and David Oven, by the way, showed for it made me for about 3.5 seconds want to fight both of you. I wanted to fight physically. So just keep that in mind.
But why don't you produce some good banana pudding instead?
Well, we'll see if I can do that. We're coming up on Thanksgiving, and that's typically when my go-to banana pudding is made available to me. So maybe I'll bring you some.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'll try it.
Okay.
I'm fine with it. If I have no other dessert around, I'll eat some banana pudding.
There we go again. We'll
be able to try some on Black Friday.
Yeah, we will.
We'll
have a show. We'll be here.
I'll bring in a better dessert than banana pudding, and then Porth can be the judge.
I like that.
Remember what I said about wanting to fight him? Here we are again. We've returned to this spot. When we come back, is this Colts matchup bigger than the undefeated matchup a couple weeks ago between the Titans and the Steelers? How do we respond to that? You'll find out next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.